Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. I've been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I've been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now let's go on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, for a long time, I've observed increasing rancor in modern American political discourse, and as you know, I'm concerned about where all this anger and frustration is taking the country. So I'll be talking a little bit about that to start the show off. I was wondering what would happen if the United States suddenly and without warning went to free trade and dropped all tariffs as of first thing tomorrow morning. So I'll throw out some possibilities which you may or may not agree with. It is so essential to grasp the horror of the debt situation. Now, I do spend a lot of time talking about this, at the risk of confusing you, I think it's important to get the information out there. So I strongly recommend that you take this very seriously, because when the markets implode and when the economy implodes, it'll be very easy for you to see why the debt caused this to happen, and you will instantaneously become the life of any party, and you will make millions more friends in the process. So it's probably up to you to inform yourselves, and I shall do my bit to help there. So last year, a World Economic Forum study looked at 6 developed countries and found a $400 trillion retirement savings shortfall by 2050. Now, this staggering number, which is, by the way, more than the entire planet's annual GDP, doesn't even actually include most of Europe. But unless these countries somehow find the cash, they will break the promises they've made to today's workers. So I have a lot to say about that, and hopefully you will find it of interest. There is no mention of improving standards of living or increasing wealth in either the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. So we have to decide, each one of us, for ourselves, what we are going to do about this. And hopefully I might be able to lend a helping hand in that direction. So you might find some of the observations I make informative. Well, we were told that NAFTA and free trade generally would lift people from poverty, and that while there might be originally serious and wage and working condition disparities, they'd quickly dissipate as workers would demand better wages and working conditions when their standard of living began to lift. Well, it hasn't quite happened as God intended, has it? We'll have a look at that to conclude the show today. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the contents of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I hope that after listening to the free shows you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives at Podbean, but I highly recommend that of June the 29th, which is my mid-year comment and quite a powerful show, if I say so myself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm going to wish you all a wonderful 4th of July, and I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying, see you on Friday. Take care.